Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army news, today's music, this is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan, and I'm speaking to Major Lawrence Roche, the spokesman for Task Force Helmand, Four Mechanized Brigade, the Black Rats. Major Lawrence, hello, and thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Chris. It's very good to join you. How are you?
Very well. So, first of all, some tragic news about the death of a British soldier.
Yes, very sad news to come out of Afghanistan in the past couple of days. And this is, of course, the announcement of the death of a soldier from 28 Engineer Regiment, normally based out in Hamel, Germany, but attached to Ripon's 21 Engineer Regiment, working over here in southern Afghanistan. And very sad to have to announce the death of another soldier as part of the brigade tour over here.
Now, what can you tell me about these circumstances?
It appears that this is another apparent so-called insider attack, one of these shootings that have taken place by the Afghan forces that we're working alongside. And as difficult as this is, I'm able to say that these are rare occurrences. You know, we have our soldiers working alongside Afghan security forces routinely as part of this tour, and it would appear that on this occasion one of their soldiers turned his weapon firstly against his own people, and then sadly some of our people got caught up in the crossfire, leading to the death of this Royal Engineer.
Is there anything that can be done to prevent these insider attacks at all?
Well, I'd like to reassure your listeners that we take the security of our people absolutely seriously, and we do everything we can to reasonably protect our people. And so you would expect there to be measures in place to try and keep these sort of incidents to a minimum. Some of them have been quite well publicised, the likes of the Guardian Angels, the soldiers who whose job is solely to look out for our colleagues and ensure their security. But otherwise, really the best thing we can do is actually get closer to our Afghan colleagues, these people that we are working so hard to mentor and train and prepare them for the future security of this country. And really, by getting to know them, for them getting to know us and our customs and our ways, really is the best measure we can put in place to understand them and sadly understand the threat that very few, the odd bad egg within their ranks, presents to us.
Has this undermined the relationship between troops and the Afghan security forces at all?
Well, of course, it does question the relationship that we have, but that is something that we have to put to the back of our minds. There's important work to be done over here, and we recognise the importance of that job. And genuinely, the relationship that we have with our Afghan colleagues is good. It's very strong in many of the bases. And what we find is when incidents such as this happen, it actually brings us closer together, because often the Afghan soldiers and policemen that we're working alongside are as equally distraught by these incidents as we are, and they wish to demonstrate just how upset they are as well. And really, I'm the only sort of comfort I can take from these sort of incidents is that they are so few and far between, and that the vast majority of the people that we are working alongside, we have a common aim of training together for the good of this country.
Can you just give me an overview of how Op Herrick 17 is going halfway through the tour?
Well, we are at the halfway point, and of course it's a nice mark for all of us who have come across from Catterick. You know, the many thousands of troops who've come across from Yorkshire to come and serve over here on Herrick 17. It won't be their first time over here for many of those soldiers. And for those who have been here before, I'm often hearing just how different the country feels for them compared to previous times. But at the halfway point, of course, we've just marked Christmas and New Year, and that's been great fun for all of us. But the work has continued. And we have, some of the achievements really over the past 3 months have been fantastic. We've been able to return our first troops home, and that means that some 500 or so of the brigade troops are now back in Catterick or back in Edinburgh to their barracks there, having become the first British troops to be returned from Afghanistan since the beginning of the campaign. So that's a real nice mark for the Black Rats to be able to be at that tipping point of the campaign over here in Afghanistan. And we're also seeing huge progress in the development of the Afghan forces. The army now are planning and conducting operations on their own or with very minimal support from us. The police as well, the training of the police has been going very well. The Royal Dragoon Guards from Katarik have been busy with that police mentoring role. Only last week there was a police graduation ceremony here in Lashkar Gah, and we saw 36 policemen and women passing out from that police graduation. And only this morning I've been hearing reports of those two police women who have been conducting training now for the next generation of police to come through. And so we're really at that stage where the Afghan forces are standing on their own two feet and actually wishing to conduct as much as they can without our assistance. And of course, that's exactly where we want to be right now.
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of successes then.
It's very pleasing about this tour. And as I was saying earlier, the number of guys I'm hearing from who have been out here in perhaps 2010, last time that 4th Mechanized Brigade were here in Afghanistan, comparing it to the tour in 2012, 2013, and they're saying that the country is almost unrecognizable, that they can get out of the patrol bases and it really isn't, you know, as they would put it, it's not as kinetic. You know, it means that we can actually engage with the Afghan people and we can allow the Afghan army and Afghan police to do the operations that they need to do with us in the back seat. So yes, no, it's been a very pleasing tour in that respect.
So what challenges are you going to face for the second half of the tour then?
Well, it's a little bit more of the same. We're seeing the continuation of us handing over security to the Afghan forces, and that process will continue throughout 2013 and beyond our tour into the next brigade when they turn up in the spring. And so we're really now setting the conditions for them. We're entering the back end of the winter and into spring, and of course that brings its own challenges with the weather, and we've really seen the weather deteriorate here over the last few weeks. It feels almost as cold as Yorkshire here in Afghanistan. When the rain comes, it's a pretty muddy and grim place to be. But so some of the challenges will include our good old Royal Engineers from Ripon. They're working very hard to make sure that the bases are ready for us and in good order for us to survive, but also they're preparing some of the smaller patrol bases for handover to the Afghans, and so that work continues. And really, we just look forward now to be able to send a few more of our troops back and have a safe and successful remainder of our tour.
How's the equipment faring? Because you mentioned the weather conditions. I guess that will play a part in it.
Our equipment's very good. I mean, I think again, people who've been here before remark on just how much the kit and equipment has improved throughout our experiences, not just here in Afghanistan, but of course in Iraq. So the last 10 or so years have seen a complete change in the kit and equipment that we deploy with. Our vehicles are excellent. The uniforms that they issue to us now are faring well. I mean, it is pretty cold standing on Sangha sentry duties and having to conduct operations over here in Afghanistan in the winter. And you know, everything that I've seen and the kit and equipment that I'm standing in right now, you know, it's faring well, and it's doing us well.
That's great to hear. So, of course, you mentioned the progress and the relationship with the Afghan security forces. So, from your point of view, are we on target for them taking over and the withdrawal of troops in 2014? Is that all as it should be at this stage?
It would appear to be so. And I think from the point of view of the troops from Katarik right here, right now, we are very pleased with how things are going. That's not to say that the job is without its dangers, but it is going as we would hope it to be. The troops are the Afghan troops, that is, are in a good position, and in many regards they are probably ahead of where we need them to be right now.
And finally, is there anything that you'd like to say to the rear operations groups back here in Yorkshire?
Well, they do such an amazing job, and it's often work that is taken for granted by the troops over here, but we know that it's very important work, not just the work of the rear operations groups that we're very grateful for, but also to our families and our loved ones back in Yorkshire, in Katarik and Ripon and Topcliffe and all of those locations. without their support, we couldn't do it. And of course, Christmas and New Year is a time when we think about our families and friends at home. One or two of us are lucky enough to be able to take leave quite soon, if we haven't already done so. But we are very grateful for everything that takes place back at home, and of course the good work of Garrison FM as well in keeping us all entertained and informed.
Major Lawrence Roche, thank you for joining me today, and the best of luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.